Hello, brothers and sisters, once more, and welcome to Food for the Journey. The first reading for today's Mass, this is Sunday, the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, is a reading from the Book of Numbers. We don't usually get that. So the Book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 25 to 29. The Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to Moses. Taking some of the spirit that was on Moses, the Lord bestowed it on the 70 elders. And as the spirit came to rest on them, they prophesied. Now two men, one named Eldad and the other Medad, were not in the gathering but had been left in the camp. They too had been on the list, but had not gone out to the tent. Yet the Spirit came to rest on them also, and they prophesied in the camp. So when a young man quickly told Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp, Joshua, son of Nun, who from his youth had been Moses' aide, said, Moses, my Lord, stop them. But Moses answered him, Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Would that the Lord might bestow his spirit on them all. Brothers and sisters, I think there are times, not very often, but you get, as you say, you get an idea comes to your mind. Might be just something you need to do or you had forgotten or whatever. Sometime it might be an inspiration of God. I remember just sitting down at home and I was working on something and just this thought came to my mind to call such and such a person. And I thought, okay, I'll do that. Then I went back to my work and then it came again. It's not audible. It's in the quiet part of your heart, but you hear it. And so I said, Lord, come to us and show us what you want us to do. And he did. He did. Because he's a good God. He helps us. I don't mean God's going to come down and speak to your heart personally. But you'll know there's peace or quiet that enters you. And then always, always take it to a priest. Take it to someone in the renewal that you know. Ask them, because you always want to make sure that whatever you think is from God is from God. You don't just go on our own, because the old slew foot can get in there and take on the voice of God and try to say something to us. So don't let that happen. You just say, shut up and get out of my life. But God wants to speak to us always. Psalm 19 says, the precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. You know, as you really follow the Lord, you find more and more joy in the commandments or the passages that you read in Scripture. It grows in you. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances, that is the rules of the laws, the ordinances of the Lord are true and all of them just. Though your servant is careful of them, very diligent in keeping them, yet who can detect failings? Cleanse me from my unknown faults. From wanton sin, especially, restrain your servant. Let it not rule over me. You say, oh, it just gets the better of me. No, you pray that. From wanton sin, especially, restrain your servant. Let it not rule over me. Then shall I be blameless and innocent of serious sin. There are many times where I've turned to the Lord and said, Lord, I'm really being tempted to this or to that. Help me. Help me. Nothing happens. So I go back to the Lord and I say, Lord, would you help me? And then nothing happens. And I go back again like a week later and I say, Lord, I haven't given in to this temptation, but I certainly would appreciate it if you would take it away, please. And that evening, when I get ready for bed, I just say, Lord, please, please, take this gnawing thought from my mind, please. When I wake up in the morning, it's gone. He tests me. Will I believe him? Will I trust in him? Will I wait on him? His timing is perfect. I think my timing is always perfect, but it isn't. It isn't at all. But God knows, and he helps us. So just have a conversation with God. You might not hear him, but you know he's near. Just tell him what bothers you or what's hard for you. God loves to hear from you. Now we look at the letter of James, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. Come now, you rich, weep and wail over your impending miseries. Your wealth has rotted away. Your clothes have become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and that corrosion will be a testimony against you. It will devour your flesh like a fire. You have stored up treasure for the last days. Behold, the wages you withheld from the workers who harvested your fields are crying aloud. And the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on earth in luxury and pleasure. You have fattened your hearts for the days of slaughter. You have condemned. You have murdered the righteous one. He offers you no resistance. My goodness, brothers and sisters, if we've had everything on this earth that we would like, and we have the money to do it, what do you give away? Where do you give it? Where do you help? There are parts even in our country. We don't even have to go abroad to find the crying child for lack of food. Please, brothers and sisters, look beyond yourself. You can use some of it for you, but take care of many other people as well, I hope. I pray that for you because I love you. I do. I love my audience. I love those who are willing to listen to this program. And I want to see you, hopefully with me, but I want to see us all together in heaven one day. And we can't just decide to do that. That's up to God, not us. So let's talk to him every day. Ask him for help every day. Thank him for what he has given us. Take time to praise him, and he will hear you. Then we look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 38 to 43, then verse 45, then verses 47 and 48. Do you get that? 38 to 43, 45, and then 47 to 48. This is chapter 9. At that time, John said to Jesus, Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us. And Jesus replied, Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name, who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with 2 feet to be thrown into Gehenna. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with 2 eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Brothers and sisters, you don't want to cause someone else to sin. You don't. Please, brothers and sisters, we can get angry. We can get bad-tempered. If you do, just go in the bathroom for a moment and shut the door. And say all you want quietly, but get it out of your system. Don't be angry with other people unless they've really done something seriously wrong. And if they know that they do, then don't scream at them. Scold them, correct them, but you don't have to scream. Please, brothers and sisters, God loves each one of us. He loves the people that you're screaming at. Maybe, could be. You don't want to do that. Or you kick the dog in the house. No way. No way. Those are God's creatures. They're not yours. They're yours on loan. But they're not yours. Brothers and sisters, when you have a crying baby and you're up half the night, just sit down and say, Blessed Mother, this may have caused you some sleepless nights too. Will you help me? Ask the Blessed Mother to help you. Ask Jesus to help you. He certainly knew. He would have remembered his childhood in part. His mother would certainly remember. Please, brothers and sisters, God so loves us. And he wants us to walk with him. Walk into the kingdom of heaven with him, where we're going to live forever. Brothers and sisters, forever. This life is only for a time. The time will come when we've run out of time. And we're going to stand before God. Brothers and sisters, don't be afraid of that. Just tell God you're sorry for what you've done. And start taking one thing in your life, one at a time. Pick one area in your life that you know you need to change. It might not be something I've said, but you know it needs to change. Do it. And God will abundantly bless you. And he will bring you to himself one day. And if I go before you, I want to make sure that I'm there when you come home. May God abundantly bless you. Lead you and guide you. God bless.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.